Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Herrington deal. Chris Herrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's Your Sweet Lovin' by Margie Joseph, a Stax Vault single from 1970. Deep in the catalog, Margie Joseph, 75 years old today.
Okay, so Sam Hardiman has a couple of pieces up today at the Daily Memphian that I wanted to talk to you about. I gather you did a podcast with, if people want to hear from Sam himself, you did a podcast with him. Is it up yet? Do you know?
I don't think it is. It has not popped up on my phone, on my subscription to the pod. I do not pay attention to the podcast on the Daily Memphian website.
Right.
If you want to do that, welcome to it. It seems like an odd way to listen to me. Although we probably get more of a click that way, so whatever. We recorded it on Friday, I guess. Sam gave us sort of a look at the working draft of the story. We recorded it, in anticipation of the story coming out. So I think, I don't think it's up, but it should be up later today.
It'll be up momentarily. So, okay, so folks can look for that as it makes its way. The story is, I mean, it's a funding story in many ways.
It's not just a funding story.
It is a funding story. No, I didn't say, I hope I didn't say just. It's a funding story.
Right.
And so people may get lost in it a little bit because it's a funding story, but it's an important funding story. And I'll leave it open ended. What did you make of it?
Well, I mean, the implication of the reporting is that there is likely, and likely is not certain, there is likely to be some kind of agreement between, the city of Memphis, municipal powers that be, and the Memphis Grizzlies to extend the team stay in Memphis beyond the length of the current lease, which ends in the 2028 to 2029 season. That seems a likely outcome. Now, how far beyond, how tightly, I mean, that's a different question. But it seems like they're headed towards some agreement that will extend beyond the current lease. But this is not new, but it's pretty much newly reported, even though there's been some speculation more recently. It is clear now that there is some trepidation and acknowledgement within the process about the long-term status of Memphis as an NBA market. And so I think that's a cause for concern. That's not new, but that reaching the point that, we're now discussing publicly what people have not wanted to discuss publicly, I don't think is a great thing.
The fact that we're discussing it isn't the great thing one way or another. The fact that it exists, that it there is some...
Let me clarify. It's not a bad thing to talk about something that's true. That's our job.
Right.
But when things become, it's like when something becomes a thing you talk about, it's more likely to become a thing that happens. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there is sort of a little bit of a, there's some physics at work to some degree in that gives me some concern.
Oh, I think that's one of the odd subtexts here is that, you know, I've heard people use the phrase chum in the water, that if you talk about the uncertainty of Memphis as a long-term NBA market, does it make it more likely that Memphis will not be a long-term NBA market? I guess for me, though, in terms of the agreement itself, there is good news in it, and there is bad news in it. The good news in it would be, and again,
it's not an agreement yet. It's a potential agreement.
Yes, and it's not, of course, not finalized, and not even close to finalized. This is sort of back and forth, and the framework of things they've been discussing. But what it does is, and the good news would be, it pays out the $550 million over 7 years. And it suggests that the city won't be having to take out a massive loan. Mm-hmm. And so it makes it more practical and affordable for the city to finance these changes. And $550 million, while it's not a billion like Oklahoma City is spending, it is real money in a city as poor as Memphis. And so that is, it's all good. It may enable the city to finance this in a way that makes sense for the city. The bad news is that if you're Oklahoma City and you plunk down $1 billion, you know what you get in return? You get a 30 to 40 year lease that is pretty ironclad, and you get an NBA team in exchange. And so the flexibility here cuts both ways in a way that is both good for the city, but seems potentially perilous if the goal is to keep the team in the city. Does that seem right?
Yeah, I did scan through the published version of Sam's story today, which is, you know, been, which he's catered to work on since I saw the early version, yeah, you know, on Friday. But I don't, and we recorded the pod that which will come out talking to Sam, you know, based on the early version, not the final version. I don't think 7 is like a locked in number. I think that's a sliding scale. That's more the low end. It could be a longer period than that the money is stretched over. But I mean, one of the questions I had for Sam when we did the pod was this question of, okay, like who did this path originate from? Because there's good things about it from a city perspective, but I don't think the city came to the table and said, this is the way we want to do it. And so I think it's the Grizzlies who have presented this, which, you know, suggests wanting to stay in Memphis, but it suggests wanting to leave some flexibility for themselves going forward, and to do so in a way that, you know, that minimizes to some degree risk for the city. But the fact that the idea of doing it this way is originating from a Grizzlies perspective, I think tells you something. I think the substance of it tells you something, but also where it comes from tells you something.
Did Sam confirm that it was coming from the Grizzlies? Is that what he said on the pod? Listen.
Yeah. That it was presented initially. Yeah, I think he does say that. Yeah.
It is that
the Grizzlies brought that kind of structure to the table.
Do you, by the way, and I have a column up on this, and it's funny because I wrote this column and I meant to be, it came up later here, it's just now gone up, but it was, you know, I'm trying to put my perspective on it. And I begin with this. I don't think that it is Robert Pera's. And again, I've talked to Robert Pera a couple times in my life, only once one-on-one, and that was years ago. But from everything I understand, it is not his goal to get the team out of Memphis. Like, he is totally happy if it works to leave the team in Memphis. He's never threatened. He's never. And in fact, as I say in the column, in 2020, with the early termination clause that was really triggered in the lease, he could easily, if he had wanted to leave, he could have left long ago. I just wonder if you agree with this, that from what you've gathered, that it is not his intention to take the team out of Memphis.
Well, no, I mean, to your point, if that was the intention, he could have already done that.
Right.
And so no, that's not the intention, but that doesn't mean there aren't like some serious issues here.
Agree.
Long term. And I'm talking about, like, will the Grizzlies be here in 20 years? You know, I, because it doesn't seem like there's going to be an agreement that locks it in a very tight way for that length of time. And the market concerns, and the biggest question I have, and I sort of pose this to Sam at the end of our discussion, is if, and I think he does this in the story where he says, like, there's a rough agreement on the amount of money in the structure, right? Whether that's 7 years, 8 years, 9 years, whatever. There's a rough agreement on the amount of spending into the arena and the way it will be done over a period of time that will limit the debt, right? That's the basic financial component of this. So if that agreement is roughly in place, like, why isn't it done? And he raises the point of there are concerns about, you know, the neighborhood, about the climate, about the situation. It's not just about putting money into a building. It's a bigger question than that. And I don't know, like, what
answers
if that, if answering that is the precondition for the agreement itself. Because when I first read Sam's initial version of the story, what I took out of it, and he sort of disabused me of this, but what I took out of it was there's sort of two issues here. There's the arena funding issue, and there's the general, you know, health of the city, health of the market, it's going to be a market question. And what I sort of inferred initially was the arena funding thing is what will create this agreement that will move forward, and that the second part of it about, you know, downtown Memphis and all of this will be what determines the long term. Like, you know, there'll be an agreement in place that will extend the lease beyond the current, extend the stay beyond the current lease, but it will be loose enough that if the team wants to move, the team would be able to. And what will determine the second part will be the health of the city going forward. But Sam suggested that, like, no, that has to be addressed on the front end before you get the arena lease to some degree. And I don't know what that means.
I think probably, I guess my interpretation would be both of those things are true, right? They're not going to. One of the interesting questions,
right?
Is,
but what component of that can you do on the front end that allows you to put pen to paper on the initial agreement? And right. I do not know what that means.
Well, I think two things. First of all, like, at some point, they're dispersing money now. They've already dispersed $80 million,
right.
And a lot of it is for. Is for delayed maintenance, right? And so whatever you're saying needs to be done on the building anyway, we'll spend this money even though we don't have a lease. At some point, they're not going to keep spending money if they don't have a lease, right? And so
right.
I think you're going to have on the part of the Grizzlies some kind of sense of, okay, this feels like the right things are being done to move us in the right direction. That will cause us to sign a lease that isn't very, you know, isn't going to lock us in anyway. And so I think both things are true. They will need some assurance on the front end that the right stuff is being done. And then there will be enough holes in the lease that if it doesn't go well, they will then be able to pull out if their hopes for what would happen don't come true.
Yeah, no, I can see the second and third parts of that very clearly. It's the first part that is a blur to me.
Right.
Like what you know, what are the assurances that allow you to sign the lease? That allow you to sign a lease or a new agreement that also has the wiggle room if things go poorly for the city, right? So the signing the lease is the part two, and the wiggle room, depending on how the market goes, is the part three. The part one I'm curious about. One thing I'll say, and Sam doesn't address this, I don't think, in either of the stories, but I said this sort of from the jump, and not as a defense of, like, public financing for arenas or whatever, but there is a component of it to me where it's different for basketball and hockey than it is for baseball and football, because the all-purpose arena has become a basic civic amenity for cities of any size, really.
Right.
You know, it's the Tiger basketball plays there, and concerts go there, and the tractor pull, and the you know, Disney on Ice,
right.
Or like whatever, right? You kind of have to have one of these things for a city of any size. I don't think you would spend $550 million on it if you didn't have an NBA team in there. But it is the kind of facility that a city is right for a city to own, not just a basketball team, and it's right for a city to maintain. So there is value in the building itself that is not entirely connected to the NBA franchise there.
Yeah.
It's largely connected to that, but it's not an NFL stadium where that's the only reason you have it.
I agree with that, and this doesn't apply. In fact, this is what this kind of agreement to refurbish FedEx Forum in some grand way – if you put aside NBA economics, it makes a lot of sense. We're fixing up an agreement in a way that makes that we can pay for as the years go by. What doesn't make sense is to every 25 years spend $1 billion on a new one.
That's right.
Which is what they're doing.
I agree.
You know, and so it is more sensible in that way, but it's also more scary. And there's a part of me that thinks, you know what? Back to your what's going to get the threshold, the first thing, what's going to cause? I think it is not too much to ask Robert Parra to say, listen, your thing is quadrupled in value here. Commit to sign a lease that commits to 5 years of seeing which direction Memphis goes, you know, or 10 years of what's wrong with that. It may not be, I actually don't think that's too much to ask for an owner. And he's been a very good owner.
Oh, but, I agree.
You know,
I mean, I would want to lock in, even that's a small amount of time. Honestly, right. When you're talking about 5 years, I want to absolutely lock in at least a little bit, you know, right.
It's funny. The old lease only really locked him in for 15 before there started to be caveats. Right. It locked him in for 15. The problem here is that you have just the stuff that's built in. You got a small market team, the poorest team in a league that right now might be thinking about relocation, right? You've got that structural issue, and then you've got the issues that are specific to Memphis. You did listen to the pod where New Orleans was discussed on Simmons, is that right?
I wrote about it. I wrote about a lot of this stuff, the lead question to my mailbag a couple weeks ago.
I think it's like I'm a little worried that the column that I wrote is gonna spark more fears than allay them. But to your point, this is real. You know, here we are.
Yeah, we're the reality I mean, that wasn't the first time I got a question about the arena in the mailbag. I've been getting questions about the arena in every mailbag I've done for 2 years, and I've been ignoring them in sort of deference to our reporting. And I just felt like it reached the point that the stuff around, not only in Memphis, which Sam had done some reporting on right before then, but the stuff around the league, it's too on the surface to pretend like it's not there. I mean, we talked about this on the show a week or two ago. And so I felt like at this point, I didn't have a choice. I mean, I kind of had a choice, but it would have been a dishonest choice with the readership to pretend things aren't happening, you know?
Well, and I've made that dishonest choice and felt bad about it, honestly. And so today I wrote about it. People can read that over at the Daily Memphian, and then we'll talk about it more. Thank you very much, Chris. I appreciate it. Listen to the podcast, everybody. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks.
Podcast over at the Daily Memphian, talking about all of these things. We got Fish on Friday coming up next. If you're selling your house, first of all, God bless you, because it's a tough market out there for people who are selling their house. I literally look on Zillow. I just like looking on Zillow to see what houses are out there. There are houses that have been out there for a year and a half. And I can think of them. They should call Josh Issa, 901-461-8147, or joshhasthebuyers.com, his team and the team at Keller Williams Realty, because among the things he will do, he will make an instant cash offer at full market value for your home. And it's not one of these instant cash offers from someone located out of town who's like robocall, whatever, someone who lives here in the Mid-South, who's going to come out to your home, who's going to tell you what it's worth, and is going to say, listen, if you got 4 months, you don't 4 months to hand over the keys, and you can take this sum, and then you don't have to do showings. You don't have to pour money into fixing it up. You don't have to worry every day whether your house is going to sell. Sensible way to do it, particularly in this market. It's Josh Issa and the team at Keller Williams Realty, 901-461-8147. We got Fish on Friday coming up next. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by our man in Washington, D.C., Charles Fishman. He is, of course, the author of 3 New York Times bestsellers, most recently One Giant Leap, about the extraordinary efforts of ordinary Americans to get us to the moon. Also a 3-time winner of the Gerald Loeb Award for Excellence in Business Writing and a retired Mississippi River tugboat deckhand. Still living in that hellhole that is Washington, D.C. Must be a little bit safer these days. And it turns out, Charles, don't say we never did anything for you. Mississippi, our neighbors right here, are sending more guards people to help keep you and your home and your dogs and your wife safe. I think Louisiana's doing it, too. Either, like, we're sending in the troops.
Either sending to make us safe or to keep us under control. I'm not quite sure. Here's what
I need
happened.
All the help keeping you under control I can get. Go ahead. What?
Yeah, you could use a National Guard person
just for the show. Just for the
right
show.
Next to me with a pool noodle to just whack me.
Right.
Here's what happened last week. On Monday, DC restaurant reservations, according to data from OpenTable, the first day of the new safety era, Monday, the takeover. Restaurant reservations down 16%. On Tuesday, DC restaurant reservations down 27%. Last Wednesday, the third day of the takeover, DC restaurant reservations down 31%. Prior to the takeover, the DC restaurant business had been 11% up year over year. So whatever impact Donald Trump and Pam Bondi think they're having, DC residents.
You had doors delivered to your house yesterday, and they were late because they were stopped at a checkpoint.
Yep, they were driving through DC, and the workers were stopped and delayed 15 minutes because they were in a line to be checked by. They weren't clear whether it was ICE or you know what? We don't need rush hour checkpoints in downtown DC. There's video of them, of 6 ICE officers taking down a single DoorDash delivery guy. You can just search on X, ICE arrest delivery scooter driver. And it's the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen. It's just the most.
I want to talk about though.
It doesn't matter what restaurant the takeout is coming from. You probably don't need to arrest the driver, the delivery guy.
That certainly impacted the person who was, you know, trying to get their cheeseburger or pizza or whatever it was. That's the real victim in all this, Charles.
Went hungry. That person went hungry.
I do want to talk about a very high level summit that I don't think anyone could have seen coming. obviously it's all anyone's talking about, and that, of course, is Oreos and Reese's. What is happening with Oreos and Reese's?
Unbelievable, isn't it? Actually, I don't think it's getting nearly enough attention.
Well, we'll fix that.
We're going to fix it right here on Tuesday morning. I don't think the Oreos and Reese's merger is getting near enough attention. Okay, we have to pause and credit the Wall Street Journal, because this is a Wall Street Journal super scoop, deep dive, super scoop, so to speak. And Jeffrey is going to post a link to the story, is worth linking to the story. 3 years ago, in April 2022, the people who make Reese's and the people who make Oreos came together with an idea to infuse the signature product of both companies with the other one, to have Reese's peanut butter cup filling in Oreos.
Reese's peanut butter cup filling in Oreos. Okay. Yeah.
And to somehow have Oreo cookies infused into the center of Reese's peanut butter cups.
Okay.
So that's kind of crazy.
What's weird about it is that Reese's is itself a merger of, I don't know if you know this,
infused.
Of two
already
great things infused in the other, peanut butter and chocolate. You got chocolate in my peanut butter. You got peanut butter in my chocolate. Now you got Oreos in my Reese's. You got Reese's in my Oreos. They can bring the whole thing back. So what's happened to this? Is it on the shelves?
Can we pause just a minute and tell the story of Reese's peanut butter cups?
Sure.
Which was invented. H.B. Reese was an engineer working for Hershey in Hershey's at an early version of Hershey's chocolate.
Yep.
And he and his wife had 16 children, 13 of whom survived to adulthood. He was there. This was right in the 1900s.
Okay.
And in the early 1900s, he came to Hershey, to Milton Hershey, with this idea for merging chocolate and peanut butter in a new candy. And he actually had somebody mock up some for him to taste. And Milton Hershey said, "That's great, and you're fired. Go make a company making Reese's, and we will help sell them for you." And that's exactly what happened. He quit. He made Reese's peanut butter cups. And then when he died, Hershey bought back the whole company from his heirs, from his children.
Yeah.
And he was 77. And guess what the number one product at Hershey's is now?
I'm sure it's Reese's peanut butter cups.
Reese's peanut butter cups. So what a vision. They were both kind of visionaries in their own way. Hershey said.
But I don't understand why Hershey sent him out. Why didn't he want to make, we don't need to get into
he
this.
He wanted him to make it a success on his own.
Why?
That's
what they want. Companies want to make more money.
Now we're too deep. I don't know what the motivation of Milton, he was being nice. He was saying,
That's weird. You need
to make money. You have a big family. Go be your own entrepreneur.
Nice.
I don't need
Milton,
to make this.
Milton's a nice guy. Milton turns out a good dude.
You don't need to be an employee. Right. You can go do this. And then he paid his family $8 million for it or something.
I don't know if you know. In America today, the way that works is if someone else has a good idea, even if it's not working for your company, you go try to steal the idea
or buy the company out.
So this is a weird-ass view. Back, it was a more generous capitalism.
So uncommon to you. But it's a wonderful little story that H.B. Reese created this. Milton Hershey kicked him out, and then Milton Hershey secured
the future. Okay, get back to today. What's happening today with my, can I buy these things? Yeah.
Let's just be clear. Reese's is made by the Hershey Company, which we're very familiar with. Oreos is part of Nabisco, and Nabisco is part of a big snack company that most people probably never heard of called Mondelez. Mondelez is huge. They own Nabisco. They own Ritz. They own Toblerone. They own Chips Ahoy. They own Sour Patch. So they came together, and they had done this once before. Back in 2014, very briefly, they put the peanut butter filling in the Oreo cookies. The peanut butter filling from the Reese's in the Oreo cookies. And it was a huge hit, but it was just very brief. So they started working on it. And so the the Reese's in some ways was the much harder version, as you have hit on. They wanted crushed Oreo cookie inside the Reese's peanut butter filling, and they wanted the flavor of the vanilla. And Reese's peanut butter cups, I did not know this, are famously gluten-free. So for candy snackers, that's really important. So Oreo provided the blanks, the little round Oreo cookie, to them, but they had to make gluten-free versions. And then they had to get the crushing right. They didn't want dust. They didn't want stuff that was too big. And Reese's wanted vanilla flavor, too. The result is this crazy Reese's peanut butter cup. There's a cutaway in the story. The classic peanut butter cup. Then there's crushed Oreo cookie inside the peanut butter filling. And the peanut butter filling only fills half the Reese's peanut butter cup. And on top of it is vanilla-flavored filling that fills the rest of the cup. So you bite into it and you get the Hershey chocolate, the Reese's peanut butter, the Oreo cookie, and then a little bit of Oreo cookie filling. It took 35 versions to get that right over 3 years. The Oreos seem like they're a little simpler. They're just filled with the custom peanut butter in Reese's right. peanut butter cups. That peanut butter is made just for Reese's. Right.
And are these, I want to talk any much longer. I think we've
done with this.
No, but I want to know, are they on the shelves now?
They're coming in the next 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
They're coming in the next 6 to 8 weeks.
We'll look for that.
Both companies will maintain their, of course, the classics and all the varieties.
Right.
And here's the interesting thing. They're so secretive, these companies, that neither one of them would share with the other the recipe for the ingredients for the product they were adding to their own product. Hershey's didn't get the recipe
right.
for cream filling or Oreo cookie, and vice versa. And they each had veto over the other one's product. So this is kind of a crazy.
Very high level. Okay, I want to move on. Because there was another much smaller high level summit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're going to taste test these, of course.
Another smaller high-level, you will not let go of these Oreo topic, high-level summit, and that is Putin and Trump, and then yesterday, just down the street from you, Zelensky, Trump, and basically all of Europe descended.
What'd you think? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yesterday, extraordinary days. We were the first Western country since the invasion of Ukraine by Russia to host Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, right there on the on a military base in Alaska. That kind of clearly came to nothing. You know, it was they announced essentially nothing, but they did meet and they did start the conversation. Let's just take a step back, though. Donald Trump deserves credit for absolutely, relentlessly, forcefully driving forward a conversation about stopping this war. And I do think that the conversations that were held on Friday with Putin and really almost more important in the wake of those, the conversations yesterday at the White House with Zelensky, the head of Ukraine, but also the prime minister of Britain, the president of France, the premier of Germany, the head of the EU, the head of NATO, all at the White House at the same time. It is Donald Trump who grabbed all those people sort of literally and metaphorically by their collars and hauled them in and said, let's have a conversation. Friday didn't go well because Trump said he was going to force
ceasefire
Putin to have a ceasefire. What's a ceasefire? Ceasefire means you stop killing people while we talk about how to negotiate
stop
the end of the war.
Stop trying to take over more land, et cetera, all of that.
And literally during the hours before yesterday's White House meeting, there was an incredible barrage of attacks on Ukraine by Russia. Literally dozens, 180 missile attacks yesterday morning, U.S. time. So Russia hasn't paused the attacks. And Putin said, I don't want a ceasefire. I want to go right to full peace talks. Well, going right to full peace talks means you just keep killing people, whether it takes a week to negotiate peace or 6 months. And that kind of doesn't seem like a reasonable foundation. But yesterday, instead of the meltdown that we had the first time that Zelensky went to the White House to talk to Trump in the spring, we actually had real constructive conversation. If you recall that first meeting, I think it was in March, but don't hold me to it, Zelensky and Trump and Vance had a fight on national TV live in the Oval Office, and then Zelensky, who was supposed to stay for lunch, was kicked out. He was sent back to his hotel, and they didn't serve him any lunch, let alone the lunch they had prepared. Yesterday went so well that everybody, all the European heads of state and Zelensky and Trump stayed for dinner, and they hadn't planned to have them for dinner. So they kept talking.
Well, everyone's learned that you just, and I think you're right, they're there because of Trump. And everyone's learned that the way you do this is you suck up to Trump. Right. And so no one is.
Yes. Yes.
And so everyone's
yes.
complimenting Trump and saying whatever. And then Trump is happy. And then
that also we call it sucking up. But Zelensky presented Trump on national TV with a letter. And we all know that Trump really likes admiring letters from the world leaders he's talking to. Kim Jong-un, North Korea. And Zelensky one-upped it. Zelensky really took it to the championship level. He said, Mr. President, it's not a letter for you. It's a letter for your wife, Melania, the First Lady of the United States, from us, thanking her for taking up the cause of the stolen Ukrainian children. And Trump just beamed. The only thing better than an admiring letter for him was an admiring letter presented in public for his wife. And so that then opens Trump's mind and mood to an actual conversation about the substance. And to be honest,
and we could get into the substance, but it's hard to be an expert on cookies and international diplomacy.
Yes, it is.
Simultaneously.
Only you are.
And I gather though, but what I gather is just looking at the crumbs of yesterday's meeting was that that there may be some talk about security assurances going forward. Not that Ukraine would be a member of NATO, because they won't be, but that there may be some, we don't know what's going to look like, some security assurances right. that security the U.S. could be part of. And the U.S., right. at a time when Trump originally was talking about, we want to disentangle ourselves from other conflicts, if he is offering the possibility of American security assurances, that's a sort of a change of heart.
Yes, yes. Trump had said he didn't want any entanglement. And what I think the point that Zelensky and the Europeans were able to make is, you can listen to Putin say he's not going to invade, but then he invades. And the way to prevent him from coming back and attacking Ukraine again in a year or 2 years or 5 years is to station NATO troops in Ukraine to prevent that once there's an agreement. And we don't even have the basis of that. But Zelensky also said that he was willing to talk to Putin without preconditions, and Trump is willing to do that. And so on Friday, Putin had sort of flipped the script on Zelensky, and yesterday Zelensky flipped the script back and said, I am not the impediment to peace. I'm ready to talk.
We've got Home Depot news.
You want to do Home Depot before Walmart?
Yeah, I do. Okay. You told me I get to pick the order.
Home Depot reported results this morning. They were a tiny bit up. What's interesting about Home Depot is that, like Walmart, it's a window on the American consumer. And so what Home Depot's CEO said this morning was that homeowners continue to be in quote-unquote deferral mode. They're doing small things like painting a room or replacing boards in a deck, but they're not adding a bathroom or renovating a kitchen, which is that's because of interest rates. They're doing things that don't require taking a loan, right? They're doing things they can afford to do. And that's, if the housing market unfreezes, Home Depot is a beneficiary.
What's weird isn't it true that if the housing market is as stuck as it is, because people are locked in with their low interest rates and they don't want to buy a house and have to pay a higher interest rate, instead what they're doing, I would think, would be working on the home that they are in. Because they're there.
Right, right. And that's
But not in a big way.
Home Depot's not wilting. Sales are up 5% from a year ago. People are attacked, but they call them small projects.
I see.
They did report that big ticket purchases, single items of $1,000 or more, up 2.6% compared to a year ago. That shows that doesn't show a crazy consumer, but it shows a stable or healthy consumer. The most interesting data point these days from Home Depot is that 55% of Home Depot sales, $45 billion a quarter, they are at $200 billion a year. They are huge. They're three times the size of Target. Home Depot, three times the sales of Target, 55% of sales to professional contractors, only 45% of sales to people like you and me. At Lowe's, it's the opposite. So that's interesting. They've become the sort of local supply shop for your contractor, which is interesting. Let's flip right to housing start data, because just this morning at 7:30 Memphis time, data released on how many new houses and apartments were started in the last 3 months, up 5%, the sharpest rise this year. 1.4 million units under construction, and mortgage rates are the lowest they've been since October. They're not low at 6.5%, but lowest since October. All of that is pretty good news.
All right. And you wanted to get to Walmart. What's the Walmart news?
I think this is fascinating. Walmart announced publicly last Wednesday that it was extending its employee discount to groceries for all of its employees. If you work at Walmart, you've always gotten a 10% discount on things like sweat socks or camping gear or back to school supplies or light bulbs, but not on groceries. They gave it to you on fresh produce, but nothing else. Wednesday, they announced that all employees can immediately start getting a 10% discount on groceries. And there was a store manager on stage at the Walmart event where this was announced, and the store manager said that his associates were just going to be thrilled, quote, because they don't know how they're going to be paying for their next meal. Okay, well, that's good news
and bad
for
news.
Walmart employees.
Right, yeah.
And it's bad news in two ways. One way is food inflation continues to be real. And it's a tiny bit embarrassing because, I don't know, pay everybody a buck more an hour.
You know, yes, right. The idea that your employees don't know where they're going to be paying for their next meal suggests you're not paying your employees enough money. Right, exactly.
Exactly.
Okay, last thing.
Walmart, hang on. Walmart is the largest employer in the country, 1.6 million people. And the standard grocery discount at Whole Foods is 20% from day one. You have to work at Walmart 90 days. That's kind of interesting that Whole Foods has always offered its employees a discount.
Also much more expensive.
A sign of the competition for workers.
Okay.
Walmart is extending a benefit that's going to cost it $40 million a month, $500 million a year, right out of pocket, because it thinks it's going to help keep employees happy. Go ahead. What's the question?
Okay. The last thing is, and we can get more into this next week, but I like to, you know, extend congratulations where they're in order. And anyone who picks up their National Geographic that is arriving now, or wherever you get your National Geographic, one of the truly signature American magazines, will see on the cover a story by Charles Fishman.
That's called The Great Moon Rush.
I've got a copy
of the magazine right here on my desk. The Great Moon Rush is coming.
Where do people get National Geographic, by the way, anymore? Like, it's obviously one
million.
Of the great...
2 million.
Wow.
The circulation of National Geographic remains 2 million, which makes it, I think, the number one print magazine left in the country. Nobody buys, you know, Time.
So what's it about? What is the Great Moon Rush? We may get into it more next time, but what's the shorthand?
The cover shows a picture of an astronaut in front of construction cranes erecting cities on the moon. A tiny bit overstated. But it's a story about what might happen if we figure out how to live and work on the moon, and whether there's going to be this is going to surprise you on Fish on Friday on Tuesday, whether there's going to be a lunar economy and what the lunar economy would be. Not Home Depot, Moon Depot. What are the same store sales at Moon Depot?
Real quick, I have about a minute. Why would you?
We'll come back to it next week.
We'll come back to it next week. All right, we'll come back to it next week. Hey, Charles, I'd like you to stay safe up there in the nation's capital.
More missions to the moon in the next 6 years than in the previous 60 years. The moon rush is underway. We're going to the moon. I am going to try and stay safe. I'll be honest, it used to be a joke, but now I'm really stopping at all the four-way stops and staying out of the
line of sight. Have you set eyes on the National Guard yourself?
Yes. Yes, I've seen driving. I have seen them, you know, pulled along. So we've got Humvees parked in front of our train station. I don't think you're being
down there, though, right? Yeah, okay.
Attacked in front of Union.
Well, not
station,
anymore. You're certainly not. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate it. All right, we got to get out of here.
Have a good week, on
Twitter or at C Fishman. Jeffrey, what's coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Jessica Benson, Willie Kemp, Brett McMurphy all join their program today. Tim Murray will be with me today on Jeffrey Wright and Company. Jeff will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow. For now, work is done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.